Have you ever wondered what goes on behind the scenes when our KBS World Radio producers prepare for our colorful and diverse radio programs? Welcome to Producer's Secret Playlist, a KBS World Radio special feature. I'm your host, Karen Choi. There is the technical aspect of preparing a radio show, like the planning, scheduling, recording, and editing, but there's also the more stylistic parts where they have to prepare and map out the flow of each segment of a show to fit the mood of a program or the theme of the day. And also, for a radio producer, there is the music curation, creating the perfect music playlist to build up the show step by step, all to deliver something truly special for you, the listener. While they always have their ears open, quite literally, for the best song for their programs, there also comes a moment when they plug in their earphones solely for themselves. So today, we're joining them for those moments, diving in to get a sneak peek at what's on their personal playlists. These won't be our chart toppers, but they will be personal favorites that have captured our KBS World Radio producers' individual musical tastes. We asked the producers from KBS World Radio's 10 language services about the songs that they listen to over and over again. You know, the songs that they think are the timeless classics and hidden gems that are always on their personal playlists. And we've divided their recommendations into three music folders: captivating voices, sensory rhythms, and timeless echoes. As you listen to their picks, who knows, you just might discover your next all-time favorite song. So without further ado, let's open up our very first folder, Captivating Voices, and get started with the first track. Here is PL with Dreamlike. We just listened to Dreamlike by PL, a track chosen by our Chinese language service producer and the very first track from our Captivating Voices folder. Our Chinese language program producer is a legendary foodie who takes good food very seriously. But this time, she's served us with a special treat meant to be savored with our ears instead of our taste buds. We asked her why she recommended the song, and here's what she had to say.
퇴근길에 들으면 지친 하루의 피로를 씻어주고 기분 좋은 설렘을 채워주는 곡입니다.
It washes away your fatigue after a long day, and it fills it with a delightful excitement instead. Well, I can see why she recommended this track. It feels like a gentle breather at the end of a long, noisy day. For our international listeners who may not be familiar with PL, he is an indie R&B singer-songwriter, often described as a musician singing romance in the city. Since his debut in 2018, PL has gained a dedicated fan base thanks to his smooth, sweet vocals. From his debut track 2AM to the track we just heard, Dreamlike, he seems to be able to deliver a completely different vibe in each song, although he uses the same candy-sweet vocals. I really hope you'll add at least one of his tracks to your own playlist after today's show. Moving on to our second track under Captivating Voices, this one comes straight from our Arabic language section producer. It's Amour by singer-songwriter Pega. As she shared this song with us, she added a little note.
기계음 하나 없이 기타와 목소리만으로 마음을 올리는 아주
It's a beautifully simple track that tugs at your heart using only an acoustic guitar and vocals. Pega's stage name carries a beautiful meaning, to spread widely across the world, pure and simple like a white gourd blossom. True to her name, her music strips away electronic sounds, filling each track with nothing but genuine vocals and raw acoustic melodies. The song we will listen to today, Amour, doesn't rely on English lyrics or flashiness. Instead, it paints a picture of first love like a page out of a personal essay. We hope the gentle nostalgia of the word first love, paired with Pega's crystal-clear vocals, touches your heart today. From our Arabic language producer's secret playlist, here is Amour by Pega. We just listened to Amour by Pega. Did you like it? Did it bring back memories of your own first love? Pega has a way of taking us back to those days, and I can't wait to see how her music continues to touch our hearts in the future. Now it's time for the final track in our Captivating Voices folder. The next band is living up to their name by creating fresh new waves in the music scene. It's Wave to Earth. Wave to Earth weaves different genres like jazz and indie pop into their own signature vibe, and this bold attempt has earned them a massive fan base overseas. After wrapping up large-scale world tours, the band has truly solidified their status on the international stage. And guess who picked a song by the standout band? It's none other than KBS World Radio's very own Golden Magne, our German language section producer who knows every music genre inside and out. The song that we got from his secret playlist is Wave to Earth's Love. It's actually one of the rare Korean lyric tracks by the band that usually sings in English. Our German language section PD actually saw the band perform this song live at the Seoul Jazz Festival. And here's how he remembers their performance.
진짜 거짓말 안 하고요. 무대 조명이 어두워지고 사랑으로 인트로가 흘러나오는 순간
I'm not lying when I say when the lights dimmed and when the intro to love began to play, everyone around me, including myself, got all choked up with emotion. Now, is our sensitive youngest producer just being an emotional softie, or does this track truly have the power to pull at anyone's heartstrings? Let's listen together and find out. Here's Wave to Earth with Love. Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Producer's Secret Playlist, a KBS World Radio special feature. I'm your host, Karen Choi. After filling our first music folder with unmistakable, captivating voices, it's now time to shift the mood and open up folder number two. Welcome to Sensory Rhythms. Our KBS World Radio producers have selected some of their favorite tracks with sleek, sophisticated beats that are guaranteed to wake up your sleeping senses and give you a refreshing burst of energy. Our very first track comes straight from the playlist of our English language section producer. As someone who is deeply invested in 90s music, she says she was blown away when she heard this next group that we're about to listen to because she was amazed that such a young group was able to capture the nostalgic 90s feeling, but with a sophisticated modern twist. Here's how she describes it. A 90s vibe brought to life by a group born in the 21st century. We just listened to Vanilla Days by Longshot. Longshot gathered a lot of attention early on as an idol group produced by Jay Park, making a bold first impression right from their debut track Moonwalkin'. So what did you think about the classic 90s vibe delivered by a group who were all born in the 2000s? The group member's average age is 18. Moving right along to our second track under Sensory Rhythms, this personal pick comes to us from our Japanese language section producer. It's In the Attic by Code Kunst. This instrumental track features no lyrics, choosing understated beats over flashy production. And our producer says that restraint is precisely what makes this song so compelling. It leaves a delicate empty space, allowing each listener to fill in the music with their own story. Listening to it feels like carefully unlocking a long-forgotten memory stored away in the attic of your mind. Through the smooth, understated sound, it somehow captures the exact temperature, smell, dusty keepsakes, and lingering emotions of an old room.
이 곡을 듣고 사회에 첫 발을 내딛고 서울 자취방에서 고군분투하던 시간.
This track takes me back to the days when I first started out, to the days when I was fighting to make it on my own in a small studio in Seoul. Sometimes those difficult, uncertain times end up becoming the very foundation that makes us stronger. That's why the days in a small studio apartment remain a beautiful memory for our producer. For international listeners, what about taking a moment to drift back to a forgotten chapter tucked away in the attic of your own heart with this song? Here's Code Kunst with In the Attic. Now to wrap up our Sensory Rhythms folder, let's pull out a track from the personal playlist of our Spanish language section producer. Our Spanish section producer is known around the office for having a knack of spotting talented idols, so she's a true hidden idol collector. Up until now, her idol treasure chest has been mostly filled with male idol stars, but recently one girl group broke through her radar in a big way, the incredibly talented NMIX. NMIX has built a solid reputation around their signature mixed pop style and powerhouse vocals. On top of that, they've released Spanish versions of their tracks and constantly stay connected with their Latin fan base. So as a Spanish program producer, it's impossible not to root for them.
NMIX의 Love is Lonely 추천합니다.
If you're stuck in a dull routine and craving a little excitement, Love is Lonely by NMIX is the perfect track. The opening beat of this song sounds just like a racing heartbeat, doesn't it? If your daily routine feels a bit repetitive and you need a little spark of excitement, this is a great track for you. So try to listen to the racing heartbeat. Here is NMIX with Love is Lonely. Welcome back to Producer's Secret Playlist, a KBS World Radio special feature. I'm your host, Karen Choi. It's time to open up our very last folder. This one is titled Timeless Echoes, featuring tracks that leave a deep, lasting resonance in your heart. The first two songs we'll be playing for you will be all about looking back on your bygone times and past loves. The two tracks both sing of nostalgia, but the way they express it is very different. The first track comes recommended by our Indonesian language section producer. It's Someday by singer-songwriter Lee Sang-eun. Originally released in 1993, this classic captured hearts all over again when it was remade for the popular hit drama Hospital Playlist Season 2. Blending rich acoustic sounds with Lee Sang-eun's uniquely charming vocals, it delivers a deeply warm analog feel. The lyrics quietly reflect on precious youth and love realized only in hindsight. It's a song that defines the hustle of being in your 20s, a comforting companion that gently guides you through loss and goodbye. The second track in this folder comes from our Vietnamese language section producer. It's called Leaning on Time by baritone Ko Seong-hyun, released in 2016. Ko Seong-hyun is one of Korea's premier baritones, having graced major opera stages across Europe, and is widely beloved for his deep, majestic tone and extraordinary expressiveness. Unlike Lee Sang-eun's Someday, which holds on to the hope of a future reunion, Ko Seong-hyun's Leaning on Time takes a different path. It calmly accepts the passage of time and the distance that naturally grows in relationships over the years. The lyrics, paired with Ko Seong-hyun's rich, commanding baritone, leaves a remarkably deep and lingering impression. There's something surprisingly relatable about an older gentleman softly singing about lost time and past love. Both our Indonesian and Vietnamese language programs have always been at the forefront of bringing you the latest K-pop trends and fast-paced idol tracks. Yet unexpectedly, when these two producers opened up their personal playlists, they didn't reach for flashy idol hits. Instead, they chose tracks about nostalgia, but painted in entirely different colors. So why don't we take a step back from the familiar sounds of mainstream K-pop and listen to these tracks? First, we'll listen to Someday by Lee Sang-eun, followed by Leaning on Time by Ko Seong-hyun. Our next song in the Timeless Echoes folder comes straight from the personal playlist of our Russian language section producer. Although it may sound a bit cliché, there's no better way to describe the rock ballad genre better than songs that defined an era. The genre completely dominated the Korean music scene throughout the 90s and early 2000s. The term rock ballad itself might sound a bit unfamiliar to our English-speaking listeners, since the term was coined right here in Asia and gained explosive popularity for its raw, powerful rock sounds blended with a deep emotional storytelling of a ballad. Our Russian language producer says back in the day, she was one of those students who carried a portable CD player everywhere, listening to rock ballads all day long. And among those incredible rock ballads from her school days, her absolute favorite was a band famous for their soaring, powerful vocals, Yoon Do-hyun Band, also known as YB. The group's popularity was so immense that if you went to a 노래방 or singing room, there was guaranteed to be at least one person singing a YB song. The track our Russian language PD chose from her playlist for us today is It Must Have Been Love, a 2005 solo track by YB's lead vocalist Yoon Do-hyun. For anyone in Korea who lived through that era, even now, just hearing the opening notes of this song opens up the floodgates to memories from the early 2000s. That's the incredible power of music, isn't it? A single song can help awaken shared memories for so many people. It's a song that marks a true era in Korean pop history and a specific season of my own life. I really wanted to share it with all of you today. Closing out our Timeless Echoes folder is a recommendation from our French language section producer. It's To You by Kim Kwang-seok. Kim Kwang-seok is a legendary singer-songwriter who defined Korean popular music in the 80s and 90s. With his unpretentious, honest voice and deeply resonant lyrics, he has been cherished across generations for decades. He left behind countless timeless classics, including Around 30, Though I Loved You, and The Story of an Old Couple in Their 60s. Among his works, To You, originally released in 1989, pairs his rugged vocals with a lyrical melody, delivering a quiet yet profound emotion. Our French producer actually stumbled upon this gem through a social media algorithm, coming across a vintage clip from No Yong-shim's small concert, the spiritual ancestor of modern KBS live audience music shows like The Seasons. Because this was a song Kim Kwang-seok rarely performed live, the host had to personally prepare both the piano accompaniment and the sheet music to persuade him to sing it on air. Our producer shared that after hearing the performance, it became instantly clear why the host was so determined to request it, especially with a chorus that tugs so deeply at the heartstrings.
나의 어릴 적 내 꿈만큼이나 아름다운 가을 하늘이랑 내가 그것들과 손잡고
Just like the dreams of my childhood and the autumn sky so beautiful, if you took them by hand and came to me in the tranquil light of the moon, I would pluck the love that blossomed in my tender heart and offer it to you. If anyone were to receive a confession of love wrapped in such beautiful lyrics, in that exact moment, they would probably be the happiest person in the world. To think that a song released all the way back in 1989 could capture the heart of our French language section PD, who was born well after the 90s, it really shows that good music is truly timeless. A song that holds cherished memories of the past for one person can become a brand new masterpiece just waiting to be discovered by another, bridging generations along the way. Perhaps that's the greatest power of good music. So to all our listeners out there, we hope KBS World Radio can be that kind of place for you. No matter how many generations shift or how the world changes, just like good music that resonates deep within your soul, we hope KBS World Radio remains a comforting constant in a quiet corner of your everyday life. Well, it's already time to wrap up the show. We hope today was a fun journey of discovering a side of Korean music you might not have known before, and hopefully at least one of these 10 tracks found its way onto your own personal playlist. I'll leave you today with our final track, our French language section producer's pick, To You by Kim Kwang-seok. Thank you so much for joining me today on Producer's Secret Playlist, a KBS World Radio special feature. This has been your host, Karen Choi. Until next time, goodbye.